The Lions Unchained podcast, where the shackles of your mind are broken. There comes a time when we either embrace the truth or remain in darkness forever. The Lions Unchained podcast offers you the light of God's truth. The rest is up to you. Join Carl Joseph now for a powerful, life-changing word.
America is under attack. I repeat, America is under attack, but not from missiles or tanks or by sea or air. No, friend. This attack is done under the radar, subversive, clandestine, under cloak and dagger, with its sole aim to strip us of our God-given liberties by introducing a socialistic agenda that will be the vehicle to bring in a new world order. You see, under President Obama, his socialistic agenda was trucking along nicely for 8 years straight until it finally crashed headlong into the brick wall of Donald Trump's presidency. As you know, America is the last bastion of freedom that stands in the way of a sinister and subversive globalist agenda. Their desire is to create a ruling oligarchy from the top down, akin to the old feudal system outlined by the Fabian Society. America has long been the spear that sticks in the eye of the globalist domination, and right now President Trump is the tip of that spear. People commonly think that during times of war that nations are their most vulnerable, yet what is often overlooked is that during peacetime, when our guard is down, we are potentially the most exposed to nefarious internal forces that seek to corrupt this nation. It's during peacetime that the enemy tries to strip us of what we gain during the spoils of victory, when no one's paying close attention. Consider Great Britain, for example, and its vast empire at the time. Britain ruled a quarter of the world from about 1800 to 1914, and found itself on the winning side of the Second World War, thanks to the Allies, of course. Yet within just weeks of this monumental victory, the British public voted Winston Churchill out of power. What then transpired was the entrance of the Labour Party into the political fray, and they're equivalent to the Democratic Party over here. Labour was a very liberal government headed up by Clement Attlee. The first thing they did was to destroy our impressive military at the time. They then created a very expensive and unsustainable welfare state in which the middle class was stripped of its wealth to fund these policies. Vast resources were also drained from the private sector and the empire as a whole in order to sustain these liberal initiatives. Sadly, within just 3 years of the Labour Party coming into power, this liberal regime demolished the British Empire, despite having been in place for just over a century. Winston Churchill, of course, was re-elected later in 1951, but by then it was too late to recover what had been lost. Friend, this is how dangerous socialistic initiatives can be to a nation. Evidently, a nation can destroy itself without any existential threat, and the loss of the British Empire is a prime example of this. Indeed, enemies of the state, both foreign and domestic, are an ever-present threat to everyone. Yet it's the domestic threat that's the direst at this point in time. And today I wonder how many other nations around the world perceive the US right now, with its internal wrangling and power struggle from within. There's a fierce leadership struggle going on, and some believe it could lead to civil war if we're not careful, or if we let our prayer guard down. Our president really needs prayer right now to circumnavigate the harsh seas of political leadership. One wonders if the current civil unrest and banishment of Confederate statues is merely by accident or part of a more sinister and deliberate agenda to undermine the unity of this nation. I suggest that it is. In the past few months, President Trump has been falsely labeled as a white supremacist and racist bigot by a liberal media whose sole agenda is to undermine his presidency as legitimate and build a case for his impeachment. This, of course, is founded upon a false narrative that Russia hacked the recent election. This narrative will fall on its face, surely, because it has no basis in truth. There's not one shred of evidence for this claim, and there never will be, because it's built on a foundation of lies. In an historic election, Donald Trump was elected as president by the hard-working people of this nation. Oh, dear friend, please be praying for your president right now. He and his close cabinet are the only thing standing in the way of the agenda to hand over this nation to the UN and make it a socialistic country once and for all. This has been the plan of its enemies all along. Our current president, President Trump, whom I believe is God sent, is currently a wrecking ball against their socialistic agenda. President Trump, whether you believe him to be of godly character or not, is doing an about-face to the previous administration and passing executive orders and policies opposing the globalist agenda of the previous 8 years. The truth is, we have a president in office having no particular allegiance to any party except the people of this nation and the flag which flies over the White House. And all hell has literally broken loose because of it. Trump, you see, he's a unilateral thinker, a self-made billionaire, and he has no need to even run for presidency other than his love for America and his desire to make it great again. President Trump has never been initiated into the esoteric orders that most presidents have been, and that makes him a threat to other leaders who have. What's also ironic is that he was the man in 2011 who questioned the authenticity of President Obama's birth certificate, which was later found out to be fabricated by two independent forensic investigations. Let's not forget, at the close of President Obama's administration, this country was on a precipice, about to fall into the abyss of globalism, resulting in the loss of freedoms hard won by our founding fathers and the precious Constitution upon which the Republic stands. And the statistics prove it. Consider this. In 2015, David Kuplane wrote a book called The Snapping of the American Mind, and in his publication he commented upon the dire condition of America at the time, and I quote, "Compared with the shining and vibrant nation it once was, today's America has become a different country, deeply and angrily divided, unable to deal with crisis, foreign or domestic, the world's greatest detonation with 50 million people on food stamps, rampant divorce and family breakdown, unprecedented sexual anarchy with 110 million sexually transmitted diseases, almost 60 million abusing alcohol, and over 70 million taking mood-altering drugs. On so many levels, America is becoming ever more bizarro and diametrically opposed to logic and common sense," unquote. Now, I'm not saying President Obama was responsible for all this. Certainly not. Maybe we should have prayed for him more. Yet the symptoms that Kuplane describes here are self-evident of a nation that has largely turned from Yahweh God, and its people are suffering because of it. As our morality goes, so the nation goes. But revival is the one thing that can turn it all around at any moment, and we continue to pray for that, and so should you. Kuplane went on to say that suicide has surpassed car crashes in the U.S. as the leading cause of injury leading to death. An alarming 1 in 10 schoolgirls are reportedly cutting themselves in a form of self-harm, either with razor or knife. In his book, The Death of the West, Patrick Buchanan discusses a hidden agenda by socialists, also known as progressives, to take out the West by employing a hidden communist agenda. Buchanan describes how socialists aim to change our culture, and in doing so, the power of the nation will fall into their laps. But to change the culture requires a slow takeover of educational and regulatory institutions. The arts, cinema, theater, radio, newspapers, magazines. Buchanan says that as these facets of culture are captured, the people will effectively have no choice but to embrace this new socialistic agenda without even realizing it. It's like the proverbial frog boiling slowly in the pot, not realizing he's boiling to death until it's too late. And that's where we're at, friend. Our culture is reaching boiling point. By changing the culture away from God's standard for acceptable behavior, the culture becomes subject to the manifestation of gender as choice, genderless bathrooms, stripping the nation of historical statues and landmarks so that we forget our cherished history. Another observer, Phyllis Schlafly, boldly defines the main aim of progressives today in her book, Who Killed the American Family? And I quote, "The goal of progressives is to break down the American family, destroy parental authority, deny right and wrong, reduce family autonomy, and get as many people as possible dependent on government programs. That's why liberals, especially feminists, wage a persistent attack on the institution of marriage and traditional family structure," unquote. As anyone who's studied Marxism knows, the family is an enemy to socialism because, according to its founder Plato in his work The Republic, everyone must have sole allegiance to the government, not the family. But we all know that a tight-knit family structure is the foundation of a stable and productive society. Friend, whether you realize it or not, in the past decade, this nation was thrust into a very dark place by the leadership of an overt socialist called President Barack Hussein Obama. His policies prove time and time again that he did not harbor an agenda for the betterment of this nation via free market capitalism, but held to a more secretive socialistic agenda, which desired for America to conform to Marxist ideals. Obama increased the national debt to unprecedented levels of $1.5 trillion each year from 2009 through to 2011. For 232 years, dating back to the inception of this nation, the cumulative national debt was $8 trillion, yet Obama effectively doubled our national debt within 2 years. In another explicit act of socialism, Obama destroyed the most admired healthcare system around the world, claiming, quote, "You could keep your doctor." Yet he caused millions of insured Americans to lose their health care coverage despite his promise because of skyrocketing premium prices, and many doctors simply quit the industry due to their frustration. Friend, his ideals of socialism nearly brought this nation to its knees. Obama was the first true socialist president since the founding of America, and the country nearly went under because of it. His cabinet was run by unqualified people who'd never had any private sector job experience outside the ivory towers of academia. When he ran for president, he had a conversation with Joe the plumber. Do you remember that? In October 2008, Obama said to Joe, "I think you spread the wealth around. It's good for everybody." Unquote. That's right. Take your hard-earned money and give it to somebody else. Sounds fair, right? The president repeatedly went on to talk about raising tax levels on the rich, but these people weren't rich, merely hard-working middle-class people whom President Trump desires to assist in his coming tax reform. Since President Trump has been in office, he has shown tremendous leadership by steering America in a new course and one that brings hope. On the economic front, he directed the United States' withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is a dagger to the heart of globalists. Trump also made good on several campaign promises, including placing a lifetime ban on White House officials lobbying for foreign governments. And while we're on the topic, we need term limits for all politicians. It was never meant to be a lifelong career, but an act of service for a temporary period of time. And in perhaps the boldest move by our president yet, he pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord, which, as I've stated in previous shows, is nothing but a globalist money grab to strip people of their wealth under the auspice that man-made carbon emissions are somehow harmful to, quote, Mother Earth. Trump described the Paris Accord as a self-inflicted major economic wound and detrimental to the American economy especially. Trump previously called global warming a hoax, and I agree with him 100%. As I've stated before, climate change is rooted in myth with no scientific proof whatsoever. Kudos to President Trump for having the guts to make such a bold decision in favor of the U.S. And please join me as we continue to pray for his presidency. Until tomorrow, good night, God bless, and remember to spread the good news.
You've been listening to Carl Joseph and the Lions Unchained podcast. Carl is a minister who's witnessed God's supernatural power to save, heal, and deliver. Carl is a unique researcher who investigates current affairs, societal trends, technology, cults, and end-time events, all through a biblical lens. Every Monday, new podcasts are uploaded, so stay tuned for the next opportunity to roar into victory. Check out carljosephministries.com for exciting articles, teachings, and discussion points. See you next week. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button.